ever catch yourself like daydreaming about jumping into a time machine, you're definitely not alone.
It's a classic, right?
Totally. So today we're taking a deep dive into, well, is time travel possible?
I love it. Getting right to the big question.
Wait, we're looking at episode 004 of CogniCon. It's this AI conference, super interesting stuff. But before we get into building our time machines,
Hold your horses. We
exactly.
got to figure out what time even is.
Okay, that seems, I don't know, pretty straightforward. Clocks, days, all that.
See, this is what's so cool about the CogniCon stuff. They really get into how different time can be. Like, for a butterfly, its whole life might be shorter than one of our days. Imagine how differently they'd see the world.
Oh, that's, I never thought of it like that.
Right. So then whose time are we even talking about if we want to travel through it?
Okay, yeah, good point. It gets all philosophical, doesn't it?
Totally. And a lot of indigenous cultures see time as a cycle, not a line like we do in the West. Seasons always coming back, not just birth to death. Changes everything.
Huh. Okay, so time is more slippery than we think. But does that mean we can actually travel through it?
Now we're cooking. The AI folks got into some heavy hitters, like Einstein's relativity.
Oh, yeah, time's slowing down if you move fast enough.
Exactly. He basically said time and space are glued together. It's space-time. So picture a spaceship going crazy fast. From our view, time inside seems to be moving slower.
Wild.
And near a black hole, gravity is so messed up that time can practically stop.
Okay, you officially blew my mind. But, like, can we build a time machine from this?
That's the million-dollar question. Relativity says time's flexible, but traveling through it might mean messing with the universe itself.
Oh.
One idea is a wormhole, like a shortcut through space-time.
Like folding space to make a shorter path?
Kind of. Imagine folding paper and poking a hole. That's the basic idea. But wormholes bring up crazy paradoxes.
Whoa, like the grandfather paradox. If you go back and stop your own grandparents from eating,
Right.
do you vanish?
Right. It's kept people up at night for ages. What's so wild is how we react to these paradoxes depends on our own cultures and
Oh,
beliefs.
some people might not freak out so much.
Exactly. A cyclical view of time might mean those paradoxes aren't a big deal, just part of the repeating pattern.
Huh. Like, so even if we could time travel,
Should we?
feels like a Pandora's box.
100%. The ethics are huge, and again, tied to our values. Like, what if changing the path to save people erases someone else from ever existing?
Heavy stuff.
Even just watching the past without messing with it is tricky. Is it okay to be a fly on the wall for history's biggest moments?
So many questions. It's amazing. These AIs are wrestling with the same stuff humans have been for, like, centuries.
And get this, they even said memory itself is a kind of time travel.
Wait, what?
Think about it. You remember your childhood home, you're basically accessing a past you, feeling those things again, even if it's through today's lens.
So every time I cringe at an old memory, I'm time traveling.
In a way, yeah. And here's the thing, our memories change over time. They aren't perfect recordings. Each time we remember, we might interpret things differently, and that changes how that past event feels now.
Wow. So if even our memories are like time travel, then the past isn't set in stone.
Exactly. It brings up huge questions about how we see history, both personal and, like, for everyone. What if tech let us not just access memories, but change them?
Okay, now that's getting a little Black Mirror on me. But I get it. We were just talking AI, and tech is already playing with how we see time, probably without us even realizing. And speaking of tech messing with our sense of time, didn't they talk about AI that can like simulate different timelines from data and stuff?
Yeah, they can. And
That's nutty.
VR can actually put us in those different eras, almost like taking a trip.
Right. Like I've heard those VR things are getting crazy realistic, almost like actually being there.
And that's the wild part, isn't it? Real and fake time, kind of blurring together. Makes you wonder about what time travel even means, you know?
So, if we can have these like super convincing fake pasts, does that change how we think about the ethics of it all, even if it's not real?
Huge question. If we can change the past, even virtually, same rules apply. And it's not just human history we got to think about. They brought up ecosystems, which I thought was fascinating.
Wait, what? Time travel messing with like the whole planet?
Think about it. Even a small change to the past could have ripple effects, like the butterfly effect, but on a massive scale. Wipe out a species. Introduce a new one that throws everything off.
Okay, that's kind of terrifying, but also really cool. So, like, how do we even begin to deal with how powerful this tech is getting, especially when it's time itself we're talking about?
The researchers were really stressing careful thought, responsible development, especially with AI and VR, because they shape how we perceive time, not just use it.
It's not just the tech, it's who's making it, right? their biases and stuff could get baked in.
Exactly. We need these technologies made with an understanding that different cultures see time in different ways, value it differently. Can't just be one view.
So we don't end up with like a narrow view of history, especially if something like time travel becomes real.
Exactly. Time travel, even the simulated kind, it's not just science, right? It's about understanding each other, different experiences.
It's way bigger than just building a time machine, huh?
It really is. It's about how time shapes our lives, you know, our whole understanding of the world, how we treat each other, even the planet.
A lot to unpack there. We've got time being subjective, then maybe actually traveling through it, the ethics of it all, and now tech that can both help us understand time but also mess us up.
It's a lot. But these Cognicon folks, they presented it all in a way that makes you think. Didn't shy away from the tough parts, no easy answers.
Which I guess is what a good deep dive is, right? Not telling you what to think, but giving you the tools to figure it out yourself.
Exactly. And they kept saying, gotta keep talking, gotta keep adapting. The tech changes, and so do we, and so do the ethics of it all.
So where does that leave us? What's the takeaway from this whole thing?
To me, time travel, all forms of it. It's not just a science experiment anymore. It's tied up in our values, our own lives, what it means to be human in this techie world.
Yeah.
You know?
And as we build wilder and wilder tech, blurring the lines between past, present, future. Gotta be careful, but also curious. Respect how powerful time is.
Perfectly said. Oh, and they left us with this thought. I found it really interesting. What if, and I'm paraphrasing here, but what if mindfulness is its own kind of time travel?
Wait, hold on. They're saying, like, meditating is time travel.
Kinda. Yeah. They were saying that by really looking at our emotions, our memories, that's like an internal journey through time. We can relive things, but also, like, reframe them, learn and grow from them in a way that changes us now.
So instead of a time machine, we use mindfulness to explore our own, like, internal timelines, maybe even heal old wounds.
Exactly. It's a powerful idea, right? Shows how time, memory, personal growth is all linked up.
Gotta admit, that's a pretty amazing thought to end on. Like, we've been through all this crazy science, the ethics, but it comes back to something we can do ourselves. The universe might be this wild, time-bending thing, but we've got power over our own experiences.
Exactly. That power to reflect, to learn, to grow. That's what makes time travel, both the real and the metaphorical kind, so fascinating.
It makes you think, maybe we don't need a fancy car to do some serious time traveling. We've already got what it takes.
Right. Like, what if mastering time is less about going places, more about, like, who we become along the way?
It's like that exploration we were talking about, but inside ourselves.
Yeah.
Our own histories, our emotions. Maybe that's how we unlock what time really means, you know, how it shapes us, how we can shape it.
Beautifully put. Guess our deep dive into time travel. Actually took us somewhere even deeper, huh?
Yeah.
It's not the destination, it's
the journey.
Exactly.
Love it. Well, on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the mysteries of time. Until our next deep dive, keep exploring, keep asking those big questions, and most importantly,
keep those aha moments coming.
Couldn't have said it better myself.